some of the main issues the state will have to deal with this session with health care?
Well, the big elephant in the room is what to do about what the feds are doing to the Affordable Care Act. I mean, obviously, the federal government is doing, the Trump administration and the Congress leadership in particular are doing all they can to undermine health insurance for Americans who get health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. That's going to have impacts in New York. It's going to have fiscal impacts, and it may be more than that. So part of it is, I mean, today there's a hearing in Albany on the health budget, and one of the things that we'll be urging is to ensure that the state fill in whatever gaps result from what the feds do to make sure that the people who have health insurance in New York get it.
Now, one of the things the governor has talked about is raising some revenue by taking some proceeds by converting nonprofit health insurance companies to for-profit. Do you generally agree with his proposal on that?
Well, the idea of squirreling some money away, sort of a rainy day fund for what happens in healthcare, makes sense. Whether or not you should allow insurance companies to move from not-for-profit to for-profit status, of course, raises all sorts of questions because, generally speaking, not-for-profit health insurers tend to spend more on care than for-profit insurers. Now, the healthcare delivery system is really the hospitals and the doctors and that kind of stuff is what the insurance companies pay. So clearly that's an issue. But the notion that you want to squirrel away some money so that if the bottom falls out on the Affordable Care Act, the state can go forward on its own makes sense to us. Remember that the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, is really based on what Massachusetts did under Governor Romney. They created Romney Care, and this is effectively was the cornerstone, the sort of the blueprint for how the feds went ahead. And so New York could do it on its own, but you certainly want to ensure that there's some money to cushion that going forward. I mean, the other area we're looking at in the healthcare budget deals in the area of public health. The governor has proposed in the past cuts to the cancer services program, which provides free cancer screening for the uninsured, breast, cervical, and colon cancer. Last year, the legislature went along with the governor's proposed cut of 20%. This year, there's no increase in funding for the program. And there are still plenty of people that don't have health insurance in New York and the country. And so it's important that related to the insurance issue are for those people who do fall through the cracks, that they're able to get the care that they need. The Cancer Services Program, for example, allows people, if they're diagnosed, if they go to the free screening and are diagnosed with cancer, allows them to join a special program through Medicaid to provide health insurance for them while they go through their treatment. So that's important. That's like a life-saving opportunity, and the state never provided enough funding for the program, and last year, in fact, cut funding for the program. So we think it's important that related issues to the Affordable Care Act issue also be addressed in this year's budget.
Well, the governor of the state is facing, you know, somewhere $4 billion and upwards in terms of a revenue deficit, and Medicaid healthcare in general is the largest part of the budget, along with education. So, you know, how has, you know, sort of healthcare funding fared under this sort of tougher budget climate, especially with, as you mentioned earlier, the federal government trying to go after Obamacare?
Well, I mean, the budget overall is pretty much a status quo budget. The savings that they're trying to wrangle out of Medicaid, for example, are based on when the governor first was elected to office, he created something called the Medicaid Redesign Team, and they've been looking at what's sort of a stakeholder meeting of providers, government, to sort of figure out ways to wrangle out savings out of the Medicaid program without significantly changing the service delivery. And New York has a rich Medicaid program, certainly relative to the rest of the country. So it's more like a status quo budget than it is anything new, and I think that's because the governor's concerned about what happens at the federal level. Now, the feds haven't put forward their budget isn't done yet, and so the federal fiscal year and the state fiscal year doesn't quite match. So the impacts of whatever the feds may do will have an impact, I think, in next fiscal year more than it does this fiscal year. And so I think that gives the state government some ability to assume more positive scenarios than maybe will turn out because the impacts on the state's fiscal year is going to be a portion of it, not the whole year.
Now, the governor did come out a couple months ago saying he supported a single-payer system. The Assembly has been passing, a single-payer universal health care bill the last couple of years, gone nowhere in the Senate. The governor did not say anything about single-payer in his budget proposal this year, which is where you put stuff if it's serious. So is there any prospects at all of single-payer health care moving in New York State in the present situation?
Well, it doesn't look like it for this session. Results in an enormous change in the system. You can make a pretty good argument, I think, that it's a good change for the system, but it would be a dramatic change where you're basically taking the health insurance companies out of the game. And they're formidable foes in terms of lobbying and campaign contributions and sort of networked into the system. So given the way the power dynamics are set up in New York, where you have a Republican coalition, headed coalition running the Senate, the Democratic coalition in the Assembly, the Democratic leadership in the Assembly, and the Democratic governor, it doesn't look like there's any prospects for success for that this year. Now, what happens in 2018, of course, may make a big difference both at the federal level and the state level. And so going forward, who knows what could happen? But certainly for this current year, this current session, I think the prospects for single payer being approved by both houses and the governor are slight.
Any other health care issue that New York residents might want to be paying attention to in this budget fight?
Well, I mean, the governor is proposing cuts to other public health programs. I mentioned earlier the cancer services program. There are other public health programs that are facing a 20% cut. And then there are issues, I think, that are coming out of New York City looking at lead poisoning. We're looking at that very carefully in terms of what the state could do. We'd like to see a tax on paint sales in New York to fund adequate lead poisoning prevention programs, which are inadequately funded. Public health, generally speaking, tends to get the short end of the stick when it comes to funding in state budget issues, because the people that are affected tend to be disorganized and don't even know why they're being affected. And there's no special interest group that really looks out for those programs. And so you see the governor, again, is proposing significant cuts there. So I think the big issue is going to be access, and then there are related issues to that. And then what happens in the area of public health, I think, will be an important ending to the legislative budget session when it comes to the end of March.
Thank you, Blair Horner.